Lesson 26, Converted Unto the Lord. Alma, chapters 23 through 29. Alma chapters 23 through 27 discusses the anti-Nephi-Lehis, a group of people who became so deeply converted that they never did fall away. Alma chapter 23, verse 6. As you study this account, look for evidences of the truth and sincerity of the anti-Nephi-Lehis' conversion. The anti-Nephi-Lehis were converted unto the Lord. Alma chapter 23, verse 6. Why is it essential that Jesus Christ be at the center of our conversion? The converted Lamanites chose to distinguish themselves from their brethren who remained wicked. Alma chapter 23, verses 16 through 18, and chapter 27, verses 27 through 30. In what ways are we distinguished from the world when we are converted? Despite their afflictions, what were the anti-Nephi-Lehis grateful for? See Alma chapter 24, verses 7 through 10. How can gratitude to God help us face trials and afflictions? The anti-Nephi-Lehis took their swords, and they did bury them up deep in the earth. Alma chapter 24, verses 15 through 17. Why was it significant that they buried their weapons rather than simply promising not to use them? What can we do to bury our weapons of rebellion? As you study Alma chapters 26 through 27, look for examples of blessings that come to missionaries as a result of their efforts. Suggestion for family discussion. Relate the account of the anti-Nephi-Lehi's conversion. Consider using some of the questions in this section to prompt discussion. Then have family members read some or all of the following passages about conversion. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 7. Alma chapter 5, verses 7 through 14. 3 Nephi chapter 6, verse 14. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 13 through 14. End of lesson 26, Converted Unto the Lord.